Haftarah Matis Masei Chazak, the second of the 3 weeks. Pasuk says in Haftarah, very strong Pasuk, Tiasrech Ra'aseich. Rashi explains, your evil, Ra'aseich, your evil Tiasrech, has brought you Yisurim. Umeshuva Yisayich, and your misbehavior, your wildness, Taichichuch, has brought you Teichacha. Udi'i uri'i. Pay attention and see. Ki rav amar. It's terrible and bitter. Azvech es Hashem l'kayach. To forsake HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loi fachtasi elayach. And you're living without a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nu'um Hashem l'kim tzavokos. There is an amazing mahalach on this pasuk. The Abarbanel, the Ikrim, and we'll see others in Mirtz Hashem. Explain. There are two types of sons. There is the son that when he gets punished from his father, he is bitter and hurt from the punishment, from the pain, from the patch. But there is another type of son, the intelligent, the Baal Seichel, who realizes that the pain, the patch, only hurts for a moment and then the pain goes away. But the pain itself having caused his father tsar, the disappointment he gave to his father, and there are people like this, that is greater than the pash itself. The fact that he let down his father, that hurts him, because that is not a pain of the physical, it's a pain of the mind. And that pain of the mind doesn't just last for a moment, it stays and it's retained in the mind. And that's what this pasuk is coming to say, according to the Barbanel, on this pasuk in Yirmiyah, and the Ikrim at the end of Paragvav. Tiasrech ra'aseich. The real Yisurim is from the Ra, it's from the Ra itself. Meshuvisayach techichuch, and your misbehavior, that itself gives you the muster. The fact that how did I act like that? How did that happen to me? How did I slip down so much? The real bitterness is having left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mefarshim give another mashal on this mahalach. The pain itself, the knowledge that I let HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. Another mashal. We have a medicine which tastes so horrible to swallow. Like the expression, the bitter pill. But you know that it's not ra, it's not mar. It just seems mar and seems ra, but really, it's the best thing. It helps you. It helps improve your health. But this is the real ra. The real ra is ozvech es Hashem alekayach. That's a ra to talk about. That's essentially ra. The fact that I left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ikrim says a tremendous, amazing thing, which is, I think, a shir unto itself. Mirtz Hashem, Mishri Zachar, one time to learn and share. The Ikrim again, in Maimer Shlishi, then the Paragvav. The Ikrim claims that if someone isn't sure he's going in the right mahalach of Derech Avodas Hashem, or not, there is a way to discover if you're going the right path, and that is by when the action that you do brings you simcha, inner simcha, you know it was a mitzvah when you have a suffix again. And if it brings you sadness and a broken heart, then you know it was wrong. The Ikrim, the Rishon. So he says, and that's what this pasuk is coming to say, that you know, the Iyu Re'i, and look and realize, you can know you did the wrong thing. You just know it because of how you feel. And that proves you that you're going in the wrong path, Chas V'Shalom. The Bina Le'itim in Drushan Aleph, he explains, based on this Yisrael that we're talking about, a very famous Medrash in Parshas Vayigash. The Medrash says, when Yosef reveals himself, Vayitein es koiloi b'vchi, he lifted up his voice and he cried, and he said, he's Yosef, la'yachlu echov lanis oisei, ki nivalu miponav. His brothers were so ashamed in front of him. And a very famous Medrash says, Abba Koyin Bardala Oimer, Oy Lanu Miyayim Hadin, Oy lanu miyoyim hatechacha. Woe to us from the day of reckoning. Woe to us from the day of the great Musar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bilam, says the Medrash, says Abba Koyim Bargala. Chachem shel umis. He was the wisest of all the nations. The wisest man from the umis to oylam. Lo yochol lamed b'sechachta shel ha'sainoi. When his asin said to him, have I ever done this to you before? To stop? And Bilam had nothing to answer. He said, loy. No, I never did. You never acted this way to me before. Bilam was put out of place by his asin. Continues Abba Koyim Bargala and says in the Medrash, Yosef, Katan shel shvatim haya. I'm not sure why. He's called the youngest of the shvatim. The yamim is not counted in this chasm for some reason. And the brothers couldn't survive his muster, like it says. And it continues Abba Koyim Bargala. When HaKadosh Baruch will give everybody muster according to his level, according to who he is. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, I will place things before you'll see the truth. Al achas kam v'kama, kavacham will be so ashamed. Very famous based on Levin Vayigash, I encourage everybody to look at it. But the Bina Leitim says an amazing thing. He says, the brothers, from the moment they started meeting Yosef again, they went through tzara upon tzara, but they dealt with each one of those tzaras. Yosef accuses them of being meraglim. They say, Layadani, no, we're not meraglim. He returns their money. And it says they were scared when he returned their money. But still, they gather up their guts and they go back to Mitzrayim. And when they're brought into Beis Yosef, they're nervous. They start explaining themselves. They deal with every issue, even the frightful issues. And even the final one, when the Gevi'ah is found in the bag of Binyamin, they argue, they debate it with Yosef. They try to explain themselves over and over again. Yes, there's issues that come up, but they deal with it. But when Yosef says, Ani Yosef, they close their mouths. Where is the great strength of Yehuda? A moment ago, he was so strong. He falls silent, says the Bina Le'itim, Kadmon. Because these were tzaddikim. And everything up to then were physical challenges and ailments and problems. And they had no problem dealing with that. But this was something that was in their seichel. They were ashamed how they had asked. When Yosef says to him, Ani Yosef, Ha'ed Avichai, and they regretted what they had done, and they had nothing to say before him. This was something that was real, a real tzara, something to really be ashamed about. And that's what this medrash is coming to say, says the Bina Le'itim. Bina Le'itim explains based on this, another beautiful thing, says the medrash in Eicha, it says, Hashem hoiga al-raib sha'er, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused tzar, Hashem afflicted Klal Yisrael because of all her sins, right? Because of her many sins. And there's a very famous medrash, a Shvera medrash, that the medrash says, Yochel al Magan. I would think Stam HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Haiga, Hashem caused him pain. Tamalaymer Araib Sha'er. No, it wasn't Stam. It was because of her many sins. And the famous, everybody asked, what's the Hava meaning? You would think Hashem does it Stam. What does the medrash mean? Says the Bina Le'itim, you would think that the pain which Klal Yisrael received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just a physical pain. And then it's done because it doesn't really last. That's a moment. There's really no point to that. Punishment doesn't really have a point in of itself. So the Medrash says, no, Araib Sha'eho. Klal Yisrael is feeling not Stam, not Bechinam. They're feeling pain of their sin. They're feeling pain of the sin. That is a real pain. That's what the Pasuk is coming to say. The Mari Yecheskel, Yecheskel Panet, he explains based on this. He says, of course, we can understand based on this a pasuk later on in the Haftarah, where the pasuk says, "Ki im techapsi banesa." Even if you wash yourselves with soap, the sabilach bairis, and you clean yourself with detergent, different types of soap, nichtam avaynich lefanai. But there's a stain still of your avera. Meaning to say that if your tshuva is only a tshuva, because of the physical pain you're going through, and not because of the ruchnis, not because of the chait, then, nichtam avay nichtafanai, there's still a stain in front of me. You have to really get rid of it. That's the real issue, is the stain, which is from the avera itself. I saw once Rashiva Abel Pravarsky says in the end of Eicha, Nafla Ateres Reshenu, the Beis Hamikdash has fallen. Oyna lonu kichatanu, means to say, but the oy is not from the Beis Hamikdash. The oy is because we realize the real problem. The real problem is the chait. Not that it happened because of our chait. The oy, the real woe, is not from the Beis Hamikdash falling. We came to that akara. Nafla Ateres Reshenu, but oyna lonu kichatanu. And of course, says the Mari Cheskel, we can understand now, beginning of the Haftarah, everybody knows, the Gemara and Tainis discussed this, Gishtaim Ro'is Osa Ami, Klai Yisrael has done two sins, so the two things, is first of all, they've hurt themselves, brought damage upon themselves, brought Yisurin to each other from their sins. But the greatest is that they left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they distanced themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they turned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, I think we can always go along and say that will be the pshat in the medrash, the famous medrash that we speak about often, many times, in Shabbos Nachamu. Chatu b'chvilayim. Because Klal Yisrael, first of all, hurt themselves by sinning. But there's also the chait of having distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the medrash goes on and says, Loku b'chvilayim. Right? Ki loksu miyad Hashem k'flayim k'chokat Yisrael. But the Nechama will be b'chvilayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nachamu. What's the Nechama Nechama? Hashem will take away all the tzaras. But the Ikir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go along and help us rebuild the Kesher with Him. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha V'Neshuva. From both sides. The Maggid from Mizrich is a very famous mashal. The Maggid from Mizrich brings, they bring down. There was a father who warned his child. This is a safe from Maggid Zohar Miyakim and others from Maggid Mizrich, they bring it. He warned his child not to go into certain bushes through that area because he would get hurt. It wouldn't be safe for him. And the child went through one time and a thorn got stuck in his foot and it blew up and it was getting infected and the doctor had to mamish go and cut off a piece and the kid was screaming from the pain. But the father knew this is what needed to be done because of the infection. He had to have that spot cut and singed and cleansed. And when the father continued to warn his son not to make sure not to go there again, he knew his son wasn't smart enough to be told about, again, it could become an infection. He just told him, remember what happened last time, the pain? You don't want to have that happen again. But that's a low level, that's a child, says the Maggid from Mizrich, the premier Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. He says, the real attitude is supposed to be, because of the intelligence, you realize that, I don't want to get sick, I don't want to do the wrong thing. And in the Nimshal, V'ati Yisrael Mash, Emelech Kach Yisrael Me'imach, says the Maggid, Kim Liyira Oisi, don't be scared of the sins. Liyira Oisi, be scared about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what real focus has to be on. The Beis HaShol Natazim brings this Ikrim, this Peshad and this Pasuk that we were speaking in Tiyas Ikra HaSeich. The real Musar is from the Ra. And again, the end of the Pasuk, by the way, we forgot to mention, V'loi Pachtasi. It's not from the Pachad, not from the Pachad of the Oynish. That's the end of the pasuk in Haftarah. The real yira is just from being ra. Rabbi Shaul says that there's a very similar pasuk in Mishlei, Parak Yud Zayin. Pasuk says teichas ga'ara v'meivin. The fear which comes from a roar when someone screams, admonishes, gives musar. The maven, the one who is wise and understands, mehakoyis is much stronger k'sil mea from hitting the fool 100 times. The fool gets hit 100 times, he doesn't necessarily learn his lesson. But the wise one, the maven, he hears someone screaming at him, and he takes the opportunity to go along and change. The teichas, the fear from that is much greater. And Rabbi Shaul Natanzin says beautifully, he says we can understand based on this, what we just said, a Gemara in Brachas, in the Sugi of Dreams, Daphneum and Aleph. Gemara says in Brachas, many, many mamarim about dreams, the Gemara says, V'omar Rav Chista taught, Chalma Bisha, a terrible nightmare, a dream, a horrible dream, Kasha Minagda, is stronger than getting whipped and getting hurt and getting beaten. Shenamar, V'elikim Asa, Shiyir Mufan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created nightmares for a reason, to cause fear. Gemara, another place, says this about thunder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different things to go along and create fear. It's a gift. V'amar Rav Avrachano, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Zech Haloim Ra. The Elkim Asa Shilu Mufan is referring to a Haloim Ra. This helps a person, says Rashi, do tshuva and have achna. Says Reis Hashol Natas, and that's the pshat. That is what we're saying. That this nightmare is an opportunity, without having to get the actual Yisurim, to realize that you've turned against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is a nightmare? Unless the person was thinking, you know, silly, scary thoughts the whole time, for whatever reason, not judging. But if unexpectedly there's a nightmare, says Reis Hashol, Rav Chis is teaching us, the Rabbi Yisrael is sending you a message, he's sending a Ga'ara, he's giving you a roar, he's telling you, Rav Amar Azvech, Hashem is saying, you did something bad, and there's no need to go along to come to the Makis if you're going to be intelligent. You could go along and use that nightmare, use that fear, whatever the fear might be, whether it's in your sleep, or something scary happened, a thunder, or anything scary in a person's life, whatever is equivalent to a nightmare, use that opportunity to wake up, instead of having Chas V'Shalom to get the klep, to get hit. Rabbi Yisrael Natanzin says, based on this, there's psukim in Vayelech, very famous Shver psukim. Ramban asks, pasuk says, "Va'omar b'yoyim ahu, on that day you will say, Parshas Vayelech, Haloiki ein elika b'kirbi, because I'm not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I haven't lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why mitzuni haroi se'il, that's why these terrible things happen to me." First, we're going to come to that akara. Then the pasuk says, "Va'anoichi haster astaponai." Hashem says, "I'm going to hide my face from you. I'll call a rosh or asa." Right? So everybody asked, Ramban asked, very shver, Klai Yisrael coming to Akara that we haven't lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the bad's happening. So why does Hashem make it worse? Make a hester pun in many different mahalchim. Says the Reis Hashol, and he has a big arichas, that's what we just say, Bekitzer. Says the Baal Shrei Lameshiv, the pshat is, that tshuva is a tshuva only because of the rois. Because that day you're going to see the rois happening. You're going to say, "Oh, I know it's because I don't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You missed the boat. That wasn't a real tshuva. That was a tshuva only because of the Einshim. The tshuva from the Einshim is a gift to go along and realize about that we've done sin. But if you don't realize that, you kind of missed the point of the Einshim. And therefore Hashem says, sorry, you haven't gotten the message yet. You have to be feeling bad about the sin itself. And so Rabbi Yisrael, that's the pshat in the Medrash we began with. What are these two things? Yom Adin is a punishment for the wrong things you did. Techacha is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "But look how you distance yourself from me. Why you turn away from me? Halayhu avicha kanecha. He's your father. Just like the Aslan, Lahabdil, the Aslan said to Bilam, I'm your chamar. I've been dedicated to you. And if one time I stopped on the road, a few times, there must be a reason. Why are you just turning your back at me all of a sudden?" Actually, Ad Kedekach, this actually becomes, it's very interesting, becomes a halachic sugya. Yes, a halachic sugya. Because the Shreel Meshiv, also Reis Hashol, he brings that there is a machloikis, the Tzemach Tzedek Kadmoin, and the Magen Avraham, how to divide the Aliyahs in Parshas V'chukaisai. There's a question, where to put Shlishi. And the Tzemach Tzedek holds that you could start reading the Mechukai Saitim Asu. You could read that, at the end of the Aliyah before. Just keep going, Mechukai Saitim Asu, because he says it's nothing bad yet. When you get to the punishments and the Techacha, not the Averis, when you get to that, when Hashem says, I'm going to punish you, that's when it's considered the Ra's happening. So therefore, the Tzemach Tzedek from Nicholsburg, he holds that since Mara says you don't start Aliyah by something bad, so you can start from Imloi V'Mechukai Setimasu, because V'Mechukai Setimasu is not yet really the Techacha. So you can finish the Aliyah before V'Olech Etchem Kaimim Miyus and make an Aliyah and start a new Aliyah V'Mechukai Setimasu. And the Magen Avraham argues and says, no, you have to go back three Pesukim earlier from that, at least, and end the middle of the Brachas, the Aliyah. Magen Avraham argues in Samuel Tzedek about the division. Says the Shreel Lameshiv, and he has a whole discussion. He ends up passing like the Tzemach Tzedek, not like Arminig. He ends up passing like him, but he says he has a kasha on the way the Tzemach Tzedek's assumption that Mechukai Setimasu is not part of the Techacha, because Techacha only starts from when the Torah starts discussing the actual punishment. Only when you get to the pasuk of Asani Esas Laislachem, I will do this and this to you. Says the Shailameshif, according to what we're saying, it's not true. The real Taichacha started right away from Chukaisi Timaso, because the punishments are just a side point. It's not really the main issue. The main issue is Chukaisi Timaso being going away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chukim. That itself, that in itself, is the greatest Taichacha. That's the most terrible thing. And therefore, he says that will be a reason to, again, it doesn't possibly, because he says it would be a reason to go like Arminic and go back a few Pesukim earlier. I saw my Mashkiach brings from Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, the famous Mashkiach, the greatest Mashkiach in Eretz Yisrael, who says that the Gemara tells us in the story of Kamsa bar Kamsa that Nebuzaradan came and by Chorban Bayis Rishon, and he saw the blood of Zechariah that was bubbling on the floor of the Azara, and he decided he's going to take charge, he's going to be the one to give the blood an opportunity to rest. And he started to shecht from the best of Klal Yisrael. He shechted, he killed the Sanhedrin, Gedolah Sanhedrin, Tano, the Gedolah Yisrael, Bachrim, Sulois, Tinoikos Shabbos Rabban, and the blood was still boiling. He said, I killed Kehanim, and then Nebuzaradan said, Zechariah, Zechariah, I killed the best of you. You want me to kill the rest of them? And the blood stopped. So Reb Chatzkel Levenstein asked, he said, L'chairis tamua ma'id. There was no kapara, obviously, after all those yidden and told them were shechted, right? It didn't work. The blood of Zechariah kept on bubbling. It wasn't enough of a kapara. So if there wasn't enough of a kapara, so how does his speech go along and get the dam to stop boiling? He says a tremendous yisoid, Reb Chatzkel Levenstein. It's not just only yisoid, it's a kula. What does he say? So Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, a tremendous chiddush. He says, the real kapara did not come from all those people that he killed. The kapara went when Klal Yisrael realized they had done a chait. And they saw how many people had to be killed because of Zechariah's blood. They realized the extent of the chait. When he gave his drush to Zechariah, Zechariah, they suddenly realized what the chait was. They finally admitted. They stopped saying, Lo chatanu. And that's why there was a kapara, and that's why the bun stopped. Because the real akara was realizing, Oin alonu ki chatanu, ti asrechu aseich, ki rav emar ozbechas Hashem. And we find this in Mashkiach, Rabbeinu Yoin in Shari Tshuva, writes a very famous thing in Shari Tshuva, Chela Gimel, from Ois Kuflam and Tessin on. Chazal say, Malam Pnei Chaveri, Ein Lechelech Elam Abba. Now we know that Malam Pnei Chaveri is just a sniff, just an offshoot of Ritzicha. By Ritzicha, if someone kills, we don't find Ein Lechelech Elam Abba. How could it be that a detail, a tafel of Ritzicha is more chamer than Ritzicha itself? Rabbeinu Yoino offers the following teretz. Mal pei chaveroi. He doesn't really think he did something wrong. He doesn't really have regret. He's so distant from tshuva. The Ritzach, as low as he is, he knows he did something terrible. He took someone's life, and therefore, if he's a normal person, it didn't happen too much. He's obviously going to have an obvious charata. He's going to do tshuva. He regrets it. But so is Malam Pnei Chaveri Rami. He doesn't think he did anything wrong. Because the real tshuva, and that's why in the Cherek Olam Haba, because the real tshuva is to go along and realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that we turn from you, that we distance from you, that's the real problem. And that's what we need to turn. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. It's about going back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chadish Yemeinu Kekedem. Good Shabbos. Chazak.